T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk to the manager of the Boston Red Sox. Alex Cora is brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Alex, thanks for joining us. I want to start with this because I know what's going on down in Fort Myers, and I want to get into Hurricane Ian, but I want to start with Fiona. And I know that hit Puerto Rico last week. How's everything? What's the latest down there?
We're doing okay. I mean, just like in the Dominican, now is when we're starting to learn what we need. You know, in our case, you know, we got power back 3 days ago. There's water comes on and off. So it's interesting. The kids, they're having a blast with it. I can laugh now, but it's not, you know, like last night they had baseball practice. Boom. Mm-hmm. And there's no water at the house, so they have to do it with the water bottles. They have to shower with that. But the way Angelica is doing it is kind of like to trick him into this. So she fakes an interview. After practice, you know, she's at the house. So, hey, Xander, how was your day? Yeah. You hit today? Yes, I did. Hi, Xander, how was your day? Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And then, as you know, on Nesson, after the interview, they dump water them. So it's like, what, right there and got him. Like, they love it. They love it. So,
oh, my God, now here's some soap. I've never seen him do this.
But all joking aside, actually, today we can start a campaign here to, you know,
hurricane relief. Get
hurricane relief for the Dominican and Puerto Rico. As you guys know, this organization is you know, the best at this. So we're going to start today here in Fenway, whatever we can do to help my countrymen and obviously—
Asking the fans?
The fans. So they're going to send the information probably later on today. So, you know, as always, you know, asking for help and whatever you guys can do, you know, is going to be welcome.
So I want to follow up on that with Hurricane Ian right now. It's currently hitting Fort Myers. And that's, you guys have, I mean, obviously Fenway South. You have staff. You have, I don't know if you have players, minor leaguers. You have a lot of people down there. What are you hearing? What's going on down there?
Yeah, Chris is down there. Chris Hale is there. Yeah. Mani, his family, our bullpen coach, he's down there. Their staff. We were planning on having instructional league next week. I don't know what the plan is for that, but just watching the news and all that looks horrendous, right?
So keeping sales safe, like he's not out like on a boat or anything, or riding bikes.
I don't believe so. So, but it's a big one. It reminds me a lot of Maria. You know, it just got to land and it got bigger, which is hard to understand, right? And it's getting stronger. And texted with Cash yesterday and Snyder. You know, it seems like it's going to Tampa too. There's a lot of stuff going on now, baseball-wise, down there. Like, they have to make adjustments, but I think that's not the most important thing. It's about the lives of people and just be safe, stay inside, and let's see what we can do afterward.
So, Sunday, I think it was, you guys mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
Saturday.
Was it Saturday? It was Saturday. Yeah. How does that change the way you manage the next, whatever, 10 days or so?
A little bit. I make sure we have the bullpen, you know, where we want to be. I don't want to burn guys just to burn guys. We still have to play these guys who are 3.5 games back, right?
Yeah.
From Seattle. We got Toronto, who's fighting for home field advantage against the Rays, and then we get the Rays. So more rest to certain guys, and the bullpen, we're going to use it, but not as aggressive. You know, we need these guys that we got here, Kelly, Ort, Bazzardo, to step up and make a statement, right? And we've been inconsistent in that end. They threw the ball well against the Yankees. We haven't thrown the ball well against Baltimore, but it's more about that. It's a weird feeling. I haven't clean the office this early.
Yeah.
You know, 19, yeah, we were out of it, but, you know, so many playoff spots. It's disappointing. You know, that's the way I see it. And you look at our talent and you look at our team and just playing the Yankees and playing these guys, it's like, yeah, like we should belong in this conversation, mm-hmm. but we don't, you know. We have to make adjustments, and it's a very disappointing season.
So it sounds like you've maybe started just a little bit of reflection on the season. Can you pinpoint, does anything jump out at you as maybe a glaring issue that you guys saw throughout the season?
I think we were inconsistent in every aspect of the game. Early on, we pitched pretty well. We didn't hit. Then we got hot. I think we got put everything together. I'm a big believer when you go through your hot streak, it's not to catch up. It's to, you know, catch up to 500. You have to go over 500. And when we got hot, I think it was, what, 22 out of 30 or something like that?
Crazy month.
We got over, it's 10 over 500. It's not the 15. If you get to 15 over 500, I always talk about it. How quick can you get there? Then you know where you're at. And I think that trip to Toronto put us in a bad spot. If you look at the pitching staff, yeah, I mean, we didn't pitch well, but we got very young at one point. I still remember those 2 weeks against Tampa and the Yankees. We pitched rookies against really good teams, and then Trevor got hurt in Tampa, and the defense wasn't great. So
Devers, too.
Rafi banged up. Ref Nider got banged up, too. And I think as far as, like, our backups or our guys that could step up, you know, for these guys that got hurt, Ref Nider gets hurt. Arroyo got hurt. Kike got hurt. So as far as position players, too, we were short. 19 one-run losses in the division. It used to be, like, if you lose in this division, it was by two, right? It was the Yankees and somebody else. Now you lose a game in this division, it's by four because everybody's that good. Everybody was playing well. And then when we got hot or we started playing good baseball, I think we won 8 out of 10 and we lost ground to whoever was in the third spot of the wild card. So overall, if you're going to put it in one word, inconsistent, that's the word.
So when you looking ahead next year, like you said, you're watching these guys the last month, are you comfortable if it was, say, like McGuire and Wong as a combo, lefty-righty? I think they both look defensively. They call games. Defensively, they look solid. And offensively, I mean, I don't think McGuire's going to hit 350. But if it was those two next year, would you be comfortable with that?
I said right now, yes. I do believe Connor is better offensively, too. You know, he showed patience at the plate. He can control the strike zone. And, you know, have you noticed the last 2 weeks, all of a sudden the offense – kind of like switch to this very patient approach, taking pitches. I think, you know, Tommy Pham saw 45 pitches yesterday, you know, and you don't see that very often. We're taking our walks. So, you know, it's Wong and Casas, Tommy, you know, they brought that patient element that we needed throughout the season. At one point, we were very aggressive. And just watching Connor do his thing behind the plate too, it gives you hope that, you know what, these two guys – If that's the route we're going to take, we should be okay.
And I know he's still young. He's a rookie. Tristan Casas doesn't have many, you know, at-bats. And you said you love the way he controlled the zone. But I'm guessing this last week is important, not just for him, you know, just to let him know. I mean, he's breaking. I don't know, 387, 7 walks, 3 bombs. Like, now he's putting it together. Now he's getting the results. Now he's putting the ball in play, hitting home runs. So rather than going to the offseason like, hey, you control the zone, now he's actually showing what he can do.
Yeah, I think that's not going to change who he is. This guy, he's very structured in his preparation, and he understands. And when you dominate the zone the way he does, good things are going to happen. It's same thing with, like, Rutschman. Same way, early in the season, he wasn't getting hits, but he was controlling the zone, and now you see him. You know, he's kind of like the key for them to where they're at. And, you know, driving the ball to left center is very important. 2-0 homers to the opposite side, you don't do that too often. Not too many guys do that, and he did it twice already. So, and the other thing, defensively.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he moves. He's a big-body boy.
But you got to see him. You got to see him. His pregame routine is very structured. He's on point, and, you know, he's going to be a good one. He's a big target, great reach. That play yesterday, Kike made an outstanding play to his right, and he just stretched and got out there. So, We're very pleased with the way he goes about his business and the way he's playing.
So we're talking to Alex Core. And Alex, speaking of structure and guys that, you know, really, you know, plan, and feel like we're going to end the year how we start the year talking about structure. But JD Martinez, is it fair just to just directly ask you, like, what happened with him this year? Like, why so many struggles? I listened to him talk, and he's hitting well. He's like, oh, I tinkered a couple things. I made this change. And especially in the second half of the season, just felt like he couldn't, I guess, be consistent.
Yeah. I do believe he was having a great season early on.
And yeah.
He wasn't hitting homers. And the talk in town was like, oh, he's not hitting home runs. I'm like, well, he's hitting doubles, and he's hitting the ball
3-4,
hard,
whatever.
Hard, right? Hard to right center. Yesterday was kind of like he showed some flashes of what he did a few months ago. One of the things that we keep talking about it, and we've seen it except these last 2 days, the ball didn't carry that well here at Fenway, especially to right center, and that's where he lives. You know, JD is a guy that stays inside the ball. He drives the ball that way, and it didn't go. So probably he changed a few things. You can see him fighting through velocity throughout the year. He was a little banged up too. But when you go to the numbers, the real numbers, yeah, he struggled. I think with men in scoring position especially, that's the one that yesterday there was a stat on the scoreboard. He hit 330 with men in scoring position last year. This year he's hitting 220. And the numbers you see 270, but expected slug, expected average is actually really good. So this is the way the industry sees players, right? Projections. So for how quote-unquote bad he's been, he hasn't been that bad. I think, you know, just a few things that he tried to do put him in a bad spot and some bad luck too.
So just forgive my ignorance, because when you mentioned battling through velocity, is that he can't catch up to
not catching
basketball?
Up with, yeah,
is
not
that
catching
a sign
up.
Of, I mean, is that a sign of just wear and tear, old age?
No, I think can be a combination of a lot of things, being banged up, one of them, you know, and he knows he has to change his routine. Mm-hmm. That's one of the most important things. You know, he's not 30, he's 35, but I guarantee you he's going to put work in the offseason, and whatever ends up, he's going to be okay.
So, again, you said, like, tonight they're about to announce something where you guys can help out.
Yeah.
The efforts on Puerto Rico and Dominican.
It's going to come out, yeah.
All right, we'll look for that. We'll let you know out there. Listen, we appreciate you coming by. Always a good time.
That's
always
it, right?
See you.
Next week.
One more time?
Is it one more time? I don't even know. It's a day game next week, the final game of the year. We're not talking to you next Wednesday.
Oh.
So we'll figure it out.
We always do.
We'll figure it out.
We always do.
He's brought to you by Shaw's, the official supermarket of the Boston Red Sox Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.